Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week, we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, right now, if you are a Walt Disney World annual pass holder, you can save up to 25% on rooms at select resort hotels during this upcoming holiday season. So if you are wanting to go and see the parks and all of the holiday and Christmas decor, this is the time to book. This discount is available for a maximum of 14 nights. So if you're wanting to spend 2 weeks there and enjoy the holidays, you totally can do that. Savings include the dates of Sundays to Thursdays nights, October 23rd through November 17th, and then November 20th through December 25th to save 25%. And you can also save 20% at like Art of Animation, the Family Suites, Port Orleans, both French Quarter and Riverside. And then, of course, you've got some of the other resorts at 15% and Pop Century at 10%. So depending on where you want to stay, depends on how much you can save. And one of my favorites, Coronado Springs, is on the save 25%.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
Kristen, how can people reach you to book?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Al John here talking about all the great sponsors for today's episode of the Dining at Disney podcast. Don't forget to check out Shure Microphones. We use the Shure MV7 podcast microphone bundle. Thanks to Shure for sponsoring this episode. It's inspired by the legendary SM7B that I used in the radio back when I was in the old alternative rock station. It is a dynamic microphone with both USB and XLR outputs for use with computers and pro audio interfaces alike. You can connect via USB and explore all the different presets, additional setup features, auto level mode, plus the really cool Motive app by Shure Plus, where you can control all the things from your vocal tone, distance from your microphone, auto level, and compression, and all kinds of neat things. So whether you're a pro or you're a complete novice, you're podcasting or doing a Zoom call, this will definitely up your game and you'll sound like $1 million just like here on the show. To learn more, check out the MV7 podcast microphone bundle there at Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com. It's in our show notes. Also, we're broadcasting from the Gator Framework Studio, stands and accessories for podcasters, content creators, music, lighting, AV equipment, and of course you, your home office setup. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Kat. And normally Bubba would be here with us, but he is not with us today.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Kat, do you want to tell everybody what we are talking about this week?
This week, we're going to talk about some news. As always, there's a lot of news this week, and the tail end of the Disney Princess Celebration, which comes to an end this week, but, you know, we celebrate it all year long around here, so lots of things to try, even if it's not, quote unquote, officially Princess Week.
Kat, did you see that there is going to be, if you are an annual pass holder, the discount is going to be 30% September 14th through October 14th?
Yes. How could I miss it? I got the notification this morning and I was like, hey, I'm going to be there then.
And I may have a list of things for you to pick up for me.
Send since it
that's
to me, girl.
An extra 10% and send we arrive the following day.
Yep. Send it to like, me. Man, I'll be there.
Couldn't they?
I already got a list going. Popcorn buckets, all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
We're Man, doing it.
I wish it was just lasting just a little bit longer, like a whole nother week.
They'll extend it. They're going to extend it.
They should.
They have a lot of merch they need to move through, guys.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. All that 50th stuff that they're going to phase out for the last 6 months of the 50th.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, all those containers from sitting in port for 6 months are coming in and, you know, everything supply chain is still nerfed. So they're just got getting overloaded by a bunch of merch they need to move out quickly.
Otherwise, absolutely. Character Warehouse is going to be beyond full. They'll need like a truck setting up in the back that just are housing the extra merch until they can get it into the store.
Oh, that's what they don't want. Uh-huh. They definitely don't want that.
Uh-huh. They'd rather get the 30% off than 50 or plus once it hits over there.
Oh, 100%.
For sure. Okay, so it is World Princess Week. And Disney has highlighted some of its favorite princess dishes. And it's from now through the 27th. So you got a couple more days if you're into celebrating it. Kat, do you have anything that you have seen that they are featuring that you're like, oh, this, if you haven't tried it, you need to get it?
Oh, well, one of my favorite things is on this list. It's the, where is it? The Snow White cone. I don't get it in a cone. I get it in a cup, but it's still good. It's Dole Whip lemon with a chocolate bird and a sugar bow. And usually it comes in a blue cone. So if you can have the cone, it will be blue, but it's lemon Dole Whip and it's delicious. It's wonderful.
It sounds good. I want to try it. I like the fact that they have all seven dwarfs too that you can get.
Oh, man. There's so many of those that I want to try. And every time I end up going to Storybook Treats, they're like, it's broken. Sorry. The last like three times I've tried.
It's like, what is this, McDonald's?
Seriously. Seriously. Let me come back there. Prove it.
One of the ones on my list is that Enchanted Rose. They have that over at Catalina Eddie's. And it's dark chocolate, blackcurrant, and Morello cherry mousse with whipped cookies and cream fluff. And gilded chocolate covered cocoa nibs on a shortbread cookie. Not only is it pretty, but everything about that just sounds so delicious to me.
It looks beautiful.
Anything else on the list that you're like, oh, this is another must have?
Let's see. I think that I will not be going to Typhoon Lagoon anytime soon, but the Moana cone, coconut soft syrup, and Dole Whip strawberry swirled into a chocolate coconut dipped waffle cone sounds delightful. And I am going to be at the Riviera for the first few days of our trip. And at Bar Riva, they have something called a True Love's Kiss, which is limeade, mango, guava, and raspberry glitter foam. It's like a drink. It sounds really refreshing. I think I might have to try that while I'm there.
That does sound really good.
Yeah.
I think another one on mine is the Snow White 85th Anniversary Petite Cake. It's a vanilla chiffon cake layered with apple mousse and cinnamon mousse, which that's what gets me. Cinnamon. I love cinnamon.
Yep.
And white chocolate crunch pearls. And it is so beautiful. It's Amaret's gorgeous. Patisserie has the most beautiful desserts. Like everything is so pretty. You almost don't want to eat it.
It's so true. They can't miss. They're doing good work over there.
Let's see. I would have to say, I think those would be my two things that I'd be like, this are things that must have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mermaid Crazy Shake. There's so many options.
It's a good thing a lot of these are still available after the event because
they literally
gave this foodie guide and Kat, you said, well, serve a lot of this stuff all year long. And we're like, well, that's probably why they didn't give anyone any notice when they just put it up. And it's like, here, enjoy this the next few days. Because
enjoy.
And enjoy it outside this too.
Yes, yes. The only thing I think that's pretty time sensitive with any of these options is the Grand Californian Hotel Spa Holiday Cart, which is featuring the cookie stuff and the princess stuff. This week and maybe this month that Bubba talked about a couple weeks shows ago, two shows ago, one show ago. I don't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah. And that stuff probably is more short term than the rest of the things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize how many princess inspired snacks there were to be had until I saw this list in front of me, but there's quite a few.
Surprised there are not more, actually.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
There probably is more. Those are just the ones that they were like, we need to push these. We're going to have too much of it if we don't.
That's fair.
Well, as always, there are changes that happen at the Disney restaurants. And there are 19 of them that have occurred this week. Kat, do you want to start off talking about the changes over at Magic Kingdom?
Sure. It's just really one. They at the Main Street Bakery, they took off the anniversary cinnamon roll opening day and the opening day celebration cake. So those two things are no longer available at the Main Street Bakery. At Epcot, the funnel cake stand prices have increased, surprise, surprise, and they've added a funnel cake with whipped cream, just plain, I think, which is, you know, I feel like they probably had that before, but oh well. And then at La Cantina de San Angel, they've removed the Wild One margarita from their menu over there.
Huh.
What's happening at Animal Kingdom there, Kristen?
Well, of course, over at Rainforest Cafe, they have price increases. Same as T-Rex Restaurant in Disney Springs. They are the same company. However, over at T-Rex, they've added a roasted chicken Alfredo flatbread, French onion soup, Omnivore's Delight with chicken, same thing with shrimp, or you can get it with salmon. There's also an herbivore burger, coconut shrimp, crustacean trio, a chicken fried chicken, Sunset Isle salmon, kids tar pit shrimp, kids chicken strips, and kids shrimp and chicken combo.
I love how they just make chicken salad make it just sound so out of this world. You know, it's like Omnivore's Delight with chicken, Omnivore's Delight with shrimp, Omnivore's Delight with salmon. Okay,
now this is going to bother me. What is Omnivore's Delight? Sunset Boulevard. No, keep going.
What is an Omnivore's Delight?
What is it? I need to know what it is. The marketplace. Where is it? The Rainforest Cafe.
T-Rex.
Yeah, T-Rex.
No, T-Rex, not Rainforest. T-Rex.
It seems like it should be a salad.
It is a salad.
Did you look it up?
Here we go.
But I know what an omnivore
is. Mixed greens, seasonal berries, goat cheese, croutons, and apple cider vinaigrette. So it's basically a mixed green salad. $4 to add chicken, $6 to add shrimp, and $9 to add salmon.
Yeah, an omnivore is a plant eater dinosaur.
Omnivore is plants and meat.
Oh, it's a plant.
Herbivore.
Of course, herbivore.
You have a child, Aljon. You should know these things.
I should know these things. Why did I say that? Yeah, because it's at chicken and shrimp. Yes, they eat everything. Omnivore versus carnivore, which is just meat, versus herbivore, which is strictly vegetables. So
yeah, exactly. I also would like everyone to know that they call their Caesar salad the Caesarsaurus salad.
There's no Caesarsaurus.
Surely everyone needs to know that.
There's no Caesarsaurus for real, though.
Caesarsaurus. He's real stabby. I'm on a lot of medication, you guys. Forgive me. Back to the actual news.
I was going
to
say, E2 Brutosaurus?
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Fall down the stairs.
So what they removed was the whiskey, salmon, and shrimp, which sounds good. The ultimate prehistoric smoothies and kids Jurassic chicken tidbits. If they're from the Jurassic era, I would imagine that's why they had to remove the chicken.
Man, were they shaped like dinosaurs?
Dino nuggets
are like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Our kids like those.
Of course they do. They're smart kids.
You know what they don't like, though, which I think is really strange, is we bought, I believe at Costco, chicken nuggets, and they have the very similar breading to Chick-fil-A, which I really like, and I think these are really good chicken nuggets. Like, I'll eat them. Neither of them will eat them.
Yeah, they know what they're about.
They're like, nope.
We want the dino chicken bites.
That checks out. Oh, speaking of Costco, not to completely go off topic as soon as we get back on topic, but Oh my goodness. Brazzy Bites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes a pizza roll.
What?
Yes. They're called
Brazzy Bites.
Something with pizza, and they're delicious.
Okay.
They're so good.
So right before we go, I'm going to eat some Brazzy Bites the day before we leave. So then when I get to Epcot, I can compare it with the ones that they have in the Brazil marketplace.
They're
and then
exactly the
we
same.
Can talk about, are they really the same? How close are they? All of that. Because you
I'm
know people
sure
want to
exactly
know that.
The same.
Compare
I'm pretty
and contrast.
Sure they're exactly the same.
I wonder if they're the same. Compare and contrast. We'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Post it on YouTube. Make a video.
We'll just do it on this podcast.
Or we could do it here on this podcast where we actually talk about specifically that topic.
Take the Brazzy Bite Challenge.
Brazzy Bite Challenge.
We blindfolded yes, Kristen to find out which one is the real Brazzy Bite. Is it the Epcot Brazzy Bite or is it the Costco Brazzy Bite? You decide.
Yes. Both.
Yeah, both the same. They're the same.
We could taste them and cook them in the hotel that morning and take them with us to the park and eat them.
It's getting more convoluted now.
And then you we can do stove. My parents, we had a stove, so it should be fine.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
We'll make it happen. We're going to take our own Brazzy Bites and do a taste test on site.
Oh, I think we should do it live.
Oh my.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Sure, why not?
This escalated so quickly.
So back to the food news. Deluxe Burger, they have removed the Lime Garage Burger. And I'm sorry, just the name, naming a burger and having the word garage in it just is not appealing to me. But
no,
that's me.
I get it.
Let's see. Resorts. You want to talk about Topolino's Terrace?
Yes. Topolino's Terrace. They've added summer limited time items. I'm not sure for how much longer, but a beet salad, the filet mignon, and tortelloni al funghi, which is mushroom tortellini. Sounds delicious, even though I can't have it, but it sounds really good. At the Boardwalk Ice Cream Shop, they've added an egg cream, one of my favorites, a tropical orange seltzer, and a cherry limeade.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. We just talked about this, kind of, but at Captain Cook's, they added a Moana mini cake for Princess Week that will be there long past the 27th, I'm sure, because people love Moana.
Oh, yes.
What's happening at Sasagula Floatworks?
They have added Wishing on a Star's dessert. Over at Gasparilla Island Grill, they added the Perfectly Princess Cupcake.
By the way, that Wish Upon a Star dessert, that's just in time for the Pinocchio drop.
September 8th.
Makes sense for that movie. And the previews look amazing.
I'm excited.
Too.
Everything Pop Shopping and Dining added Spike the Bee Zipper.
Sweet.
It's worth it to go over there just to get Spike the Bee if you didn't get it during Flower and Garden.
I like that.
It's wonderful.
Cat Disneyland.
Tropical Hideaway at the Disneyland Resort has increased its prices. Shocker. Hungry Bear Restaurant added the Honey Funnel Cake, which sounds delicious. And Alien Pizza Planet added a I read that as coconut, but it's not. It's Countdown Shrimp Fusilli, which is shrimp pasta. I think that's the pesto one. Looks delicious.
Good.
What's happening over at Docking Bay 7?
So they added some seasonal items, a Gungan broth noodles, Ishii tip style pasta with braised beef bantha, cold brew black calf with taro topper.
Do those banthas ever do to people?
I don't know, but that sounds really good. Braised beef? I like braised beef.
It's not braised beef. It's braised. Oh, it's braised beef bantha. So you got to like bantha. It's a little gamey.
Samantha, she has a real attitude.
She does. It's all that. It's all that blue milk.
Galactic Grill added a galactic breakfast bowl and an impossible breakfast bowl. Milk Stand increased its prices, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Lots of updates happening. I'm sure we're going to see even more as the seasons change.
Yep.
Exciting stuff. Can't wait to see what happens next. Including Tasker House going back to buffet service.
There you go.
Did you read this little bit of information, Kristen?
I am very excited about this because everything during the pandemic went to family style that had buffets.
Yes.
And they just recently returned, you know, have started adding back character dining. So I'm glad to see that they're going to go back to having a buffet because this place you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see that happening.
I do like the fact that they are extending family style service remaining through the end of October because, you know, some people just, you know, might prefer that, you know.
Well, November 1st is when it will officially go back to being made.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Sounds good to me.
Just give me the bread service, please.
I know. That looks good.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm down with the bread service. Anything that reminds me of Chico.
I don't know what that chutney is, but.
Did I say Chico?
Put it
I'm sorry.
On a flip flop.
Sanaa. My bad.
Sanaa. So good.
I've had already two faux pas on this episode.
It's okay. We'll forgive you.
I had this supervisor that didn't say faux pas. He said faux pas. Like, what is faux pas?
That's something different, I think.
What's a faux pas, dude? It's like, maybe it's a faux pas where you come from, but we say faux pas here.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Oh, yeah. PJ said it. And I was just like, really? Really, dude? It's like, what?
I don't know.
While you're up there talking about faux pas, maybe you should be wearing a fez as well. I'd be like, hey, Al John, how about that faux pas?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, my. Well, I'm excited to see buffets coming back because I like buffets.
Ditto.
Then I can choose how much, and I can try a little bit of everything.
That's true. I take a little scoop,
and that way I can taste a whole bunch of things and then go, this is what I really like, so I'm going to go back and eat more of this. Because I hate to get something and then not be like, eh, it's okay. I'd rather eat more of this and then like waste the food.
That's fair.
But we hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification button. For those of you, for those of you new to the show, we do two a week. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that via Anchor. You can donate there for as little as 99 cents a month, or you can support us by shopping our links like Amazon, Disney Store, and Garden Grocer, which can be found on diningatdisney.com. Kat, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Of course. You can find us at diningatdisney.com and follow us on all our social media. You can find me on Instagram at catastrophe at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. For all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free and she will send you on the best vacation of your entire life. Al John, tell us about some podcasts.
Sure. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to check out our friends' podcast. Kristen and I hosting the Disney list, our top 10 list every single week. Also, Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Disney creative director, Dave Bossert. You also have WDW Park Hoppers, Disney Parks Podcast, and of course, our very own Kat. I'll do the little pose for you. It's a bite-sized podcast of great food and movie tie-ins called Eat the Pictures. Please subscribe to that. Don't forget to join our Facebook group for Dining at Disney, as well as our other groups with our friends, the Disney Dorks and Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Until next time, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Al John Goh. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook, The Disney List Podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.